Governor Scott Walker's budget cuts state aid to schools by more than $800 million. Walker does not dispute that, but says the collective bargaining law he recently signed will help schools make up the difference because they won't have to pay as much for teacher pensions and health care benefits.
We're giving our schools the tools they need, not only now, but in the years to come, to make sure they can protect those jobs and keep people in the classroom.
Walker insists that there won't be massive layoffs under his plan, and says anyone who suggests that a cut in state aid will devastate schools is only looking at part of the picture.
If we did this in our own life, it would be like saying you're getting 5% less revenue, but ignoring the fact that your car payment just went away.
But Assembly Democrat Sandy Pope Roberts says Walker's cuts will force schools to fire their most senior, experienced teachers simply because they're paid more.
I don't see that as a tool. His tools are hatchets and hammers.
Pope Roberts says other pieces of Walker's budget that expand private voucher schools in Milwaukee County will hurt public schools there. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.